You can send in as many entries as you like, but each dog name you send must be on a separate piece of paper, together with your name and address, and a separate aluminum seal. Winners of the 55 dogs will be announced over the radio. But remember, this contest closes next Saturday night. That's only a few days away, you know, so get busy and send in this very night. But now, for Annie's adventures. Last time, remember, the sheriff of Fairhaven refused to delay the auction sale of Jed Schobel's, and Annie discovered that an old enemy of Jed, Russ Randolph, is after Jed's boat. But here it is, the day of the auction sale now, and Annie, Joe, and Mr. and Mrs. Silo are in the cabin of the Schobel's. Listen to what Mr. Silo says.
Well, it looks pretty hopeless to me, Annie.
Land sake. Wouldn't this sheriff do a thing, Annie? Wouldn't he even wait one day?
Not 1 minute, Mrs. Silo. I never saw anybody who was such a sticker to the law.
But he's right, Annie. If the law says he's got to sell this boat at 12 o'clock noon today, he's got to do it.
Shucks, that is the law.
I know it, Joe. But if it hadn't been for that fellow Randolph, I'll bet the sheriff would have been a lot more lenient. Randolph pushed him into this sale.
The sheriff didn't get any votes then, Annie?
None at all. Did he, Joe?
Just no. He said rain or shine, he was going to auction off the boat in the town square just as the clock struck 12.
Well, I guess there's nothing to do but go tell Jed the bad news.
Land sakes, Paul. You're not going to tell him.
I've got to, Ma. Come on. It's our duty. He kept this thing from him as long as he can. After all, it's his boat that's going to be sold, and he's got a right to know about it.
Gosh, it's a shame. I'll say it is.
Here we are. Morning, Jed.
Oh, morning, Byron. Morning, everybody.
Did you sleep well, Jed?
Oh, Mary, since you and Byron always children came, I never rested so well in my life. Goodness, it's the sight of all your faces there. Well, I guess there's just nothing I couldn't do for you, but good.
Jed, we've been trying to do something for you.
Do something for me? What, Byron, I reckon you have. Well, just coming here the way you did.
No, this is about your boat, Jed.
The boat?
The show boat.
What about the boat, Byron?
Well, it hurts me to say it, Jed, but I'm afraid you're going to have to lose it.
Lose it? Lose my Southern Star?
I'm afraid so, Jed. You see, the sheriff...
Yeah, I know, Byron.
I'm sorry, Jed.
Oh, now, don't be, Mary. It's quite all right. I've had a lot of fun from this showboat of mine, this old Southern Star. Land, they keep carrying me up and down the river a good many times. I put on shows all those years at plantation landings, little towns. Good shows there were, too. Clean and sweet for children and grown-ups alike. I reckon the river folks know me from New Orleans to Illinois. And in years to come, they'll have a good word to say for Dr. Jed, because I've made them laugh and cry. I've entertained them and made them happy. So I guess the old boat isn't too much to lose if I have to lose it. It's done its job and done it well. That's about all we can ask anything, isn't it?
Sure, it's a shame. It's been murdered. You wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't going to that fellow Randolph.
What's that, Annie? Randolph?
He's the one who's going to buy the boat, Jack. He's the one who's forcing the sheriff to sell it at auction today.
Randolph, eh? Huh. Well, I don't usually talk against anyone, but Randolph's a bad one, and he always has been. So, Randolph fought from this sale.
He did. He's bought up all the debt you owe from your accident, and he's making the sheriff sell the boat at noon.
Joe, I'd rather see anybody in the whole Mississippi Valley get the Southern Star than Randolph. He's the type of man who's ruined the showboat business.
Easy.
Land, safe, Jed. Don't get yourself all excited on account of this one man.
You don't understand. You don't... Oh, well, what's the use? I suppose it might as well be Randolph as anybody else. The old Southern Star's got to go. What difference does it make who gets it? Let her go.
We haven't let her go yet, Jeff.
Annie, you're the grandest youngster I ever knew. You never give up hope, do you?
Well, not while there's a chance I don't.
Well, thanks, Annie. And you sure can put heart into a fella. But now, thanks for telling me all this. And if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to be alone for a little while to think it over.
Of course, Jed. Of course. Let's leave Jed for a spell, Pa. Come on.
All right, Ma. All right.
Well, don't you give up hope, Uncle Jed.
Well, I won't, Annie. I won't.
Gosh, I never did see anybody as fine as your brother, Mr. Silo.
I'm proud of myself, too. Took that like a major, didn't he? Losing his whole livelihood, but he took it grand.
Land sakes. Made me want to cry.
He hasn't lost anything yet.
What do you mean, Annie?
All I mean is what Mrs. Silo said the other day. While there's life, there's hope. Well, there's life in all of us, so there's still hope.
But my goodness, Annie, there's not much time.
Time? Why, what said it's just 15 minutes to 12?
Chef, and it is exactly 12 when the town clock strikes, the sheriff's going to sell Jed both to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and there's only one bidder. That's this here Randolph fella.
There could be another bidder.
Huh? What do you mean, Annie?
What would you be willing to do for your brother, Mr. Silo?
Do for him, Rand, since I do anything for Jed.
Of course you would, Paul.
Well, then, why can't we get out of the showboat as well as Russ Randolph?
Bid on it?
At the auction, the sheriff's going to hold.
But the land sinks, Annie. We haven't got any money. Leastwise, the only money I've got is the pay I got from Luke Poole for that bridge stock of mine. $1,000. And this here bunch, unless I miss my guess, is worth a whole lot more than that.
Well, suppose it is. At an auction, people don't expect to get what a thing's worth. Once it's bid on, it has to be sold.
I know, Annie, but my sakes, this Randolph fella's got lots of money. He'd never let this book get out of his hands for no bit of $1,000.
But that's no reason for not trying.
It's not, Paul. It's not. Land sakes, Annie's right about this. You can at least try at that auction.
Well, all right. I'm willing to try.
Good for you, Paul.
Gosh, that's well.
But all I can say is don't get no false hopes up. Because if I know this here Randolph type, he's going to get this showboat.
Anyhow, we'll have taken every means we can to save Jed's property.
That's right, Paul. I feel a lot better for having made this decision, come what may of it.
What time are you getting to be, Mr. Silo?
12 to 12, Annie.
Shucks, we better hurry then.
We sure have. The sheriff said on the stroke of 12, didn't he, Joe?
He sure did.
All right, let's get up on deck then and down that there gangplank. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Pa. You'll do your best for Jed, won't you?
We'll do our level best, Ma. Don't you worry.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, Mr. Silo. You didn't measure.
Boy, oh, boy, you sure have rained.
Rained? Oh, goodness, I never did see a dream like this in all my life.
Just listen to it pour on the deck.
Something, it's coming down so hard you can hardly see the town out there.
What you can see of it, there's not a thing moving except the rain. There's not a soul on the street.
Well, I guess that calls off the auction for this news. Providence has stepped in and saved us.
Wait a minute, Mr. Silo. It looks as if Providence has saved us, but not in the way you think.
Oh, well, what's that, Annie?
Jumping grasshoppers, this rain is just what we wanted. Don't you see? This rain has given me a big idea. It's this rain that's going to save Jed's showboat.
This big idea that Annie has now. The rain going to save Jed's showboat. What in the world has Annie got to perceive, I wonder? And don't forget, if you want to try for one of those beautiful Airedale dogs, you'll have to send in your name for Billy's Dog without delay, because the contest closes up tight at midnight next Saturday night. Remember, just print the dog's name and then your own name and address plainly on a piece of paper. And then send it in, together with one Ovaltine aluminum seal, to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. And then Annie sends you that beautiful book about dogs, absolutely free. And if the judges decide that you send in one of the best names for Billy's dog, you'll win one of those 50 pedigreed Airedale trick dogs, absolutely free. But you have to get your entry in the mail not later than midnight next Saturday night. So don't lose out, but get busy and send in this very night. And be sure and be here tomorrow right on time to see what Annie's big idea is about saving the showboat. Until tomorrow then, goodbye.